Hello and welcome back again to the Fast and the Furious podcast. Again, we are back again to do another episode. I want to do two episodes today, just to get, at least we have two of them done. And this is episode 81, and this episode is going to be a little more different than most of our episodes. This episode is going to be more of a tribute episode for someone that I knew and stuff like that. And this person was, you know, essentially, you know, she had lost her life a year ago. She had passed away and stuff like that back in December of 2022. And this someone was very special. She, you know, to me personally, like, if anybody, and I always say, like, you, if you ever had a chance to know her and talk with her, like, whether it's, like, for 5 seconds of her, she would give you, like, at least 5 minutes or 5 seconds of her time out of her day just to talk with you and stuff like that. And to me, this person was that. And I remember always being there for her. She was there for me. Essentially, you can say that me and this person essentially had a brother-sister relationship. And like I said, she was more than somebody that I worked with. She was more than just a friend to me. She was family. And, you know, when, and how I truly felt that day back in December, of last year when that happened, it killed me. It literally tore me apart. And it's hard to talk about and stuff like that. And it has always been hard for me to talk about, like, since that day. But, you know, in a way, the way to talk about her and to remember her is the best thing. I know I always try to find, you know, things or ways that, you know, to essentially I can find more nicer things. I mean, like, more appropriate things and stuff like that. Just to talk, you know, remember her and stuff like that. And it's been really hard. It's been, you know, like I said, for me, it's been difficult because, like I said, me and this person was really close. Her name was Vanessa. She, you know, she used to work at my school, and stuff like that. And just, even then, like, she was, all I can say is that she was the most kind-hearted, the most sweetest person you could ever meet. I mean, she was just so sweet and just absolutely amazing person to be around. She has always helped me with problems or issues that I've had. And I know there are a few other people that she has helped out as well and was there for. And like, and when I talk about her, I always talk about her smile, you know, her personality, her sense of witty sense of humor. She kind of had a bit of sense of humor, but she had the most amazing personality. I mean, you know, I don't think I've ever seen her mad, but hopefully that was never true, but no. But, you know, and again, like, when I talk about it, or her, it's kind of, I get a little emotional. Sometimes, like, you know, I will essentially will cry a little, but, and I always say, it's okay to cry. You know, I mean, like, when I talk about her and stuff like that, and find, you know, it's, yeah. But like I said, she, you can tell, like, she loved Star Wars. Because I remember, you know, we will always pretend, like, we're force choking each other, or we have, like, a little lightsaber battle and stuff like that. That was, to me, that was fun. That was always going to be one of my favorite memories ever of her, was essentially that. I remember her first day back, I gave her the biggest thing ever was essentially giving her the biggest hug. Because I was so happy to see her again. I know she was happy to see me again. But, you know, in the end, she was always there for me. Like, she had always helped me with problems or issues. I know, like, essentially, like, anytime when I saw her, like, I know my day was okay. It was going to be a good day. Wasn't mad or angry at all. I think, you know, since that day back in December, it's December 19th, I feel like, you know, since then, I have changed a lot. I feel like, you know, I have, like, you know, more anger, more rage, than ever. It hasn't really been the same since then. I know that adjustment hasn't really been easy. I think, you know, the adjust, you know, trying to adjust to it, it essentially was kind of hard. And I know now I'm still, I feel like I'm still adjusting to it. I know that it can be difficult at times. I know sometimes I'm starting to get more depressed. Sometimes I feel like I'm crying or and stuff like that. And when I think about her or that day, when I say no, I like to cry because sometimes letting that those emotions out and those feelings out, it's okay. And I just tell myself, you know, I just got to remember who she was, that she was very loving, she was very kind and very sweet, and stuff like that, you know. And I just got to remind myself, you know, that she is looking down on me, she's there, you know, and stuff like that. But, you know, and all I can say is that, let's see, what else can I say? You know, and she believed in me, like, you know, she believed in everyone that she was around and who had been talked to. I know that there was another, something even more greater was coming out of all this, that, you know, I was going to be a godfather. She was going to let me be the godfather of her child, which was awesome. I was looking forward to that and stuff like that. But other than that, like, besides all that, and again, like, if you had the chance or the opportunity to simply just talk with her, sit down, have a chat, and talk with her, she would listen. Like, she would literally listen. Like, she would literally take a few minutes out of her day and talk. I mean, like, that's what she did, and she was very good at it. And I, like I said, not a day goes by that, you know, that I don't think about her. I think about her every day. I know it has really been really hard and difficult not to. But other than that, not much more to say. I wasn't really trying to make this episode a very long episode. But all I can say is that she is missed dearly. And she, even then, like, if you really want to know who she was, I can tell you she had the heart and soul of a Toretto. She had what it took to be a Toretto. I mean, she was fierce, and she was not only was she fierce, but she was kind. She was loving. She loved everyone around her, and that's who she was. And like I said, I miss her. I miss her so much. I miss her every single day. Yeah, I think that's kind of gonna do it for this little small episode or bonus episode. This is pretty much our last bonus episode of this lap. This is supposed to be more of a tribute episode, not a very long episode, because I really don't want to try to make it long. I kind of want to make it short and sweet, talk about Miss Vanessa and who she was. Like I said, she was family, but, and she is mysteriously, Miss Vanessa, wherever you are, I know I used to say I live my life a quarter mile at a time. I know you did too, and that, I think that's why we were brother and sister, but no matter where you are, wherever it's a quarter mile away, or halfway across the world, you are always with me, and you will always be my sister. I love you, and I miss you so much, and every single day. And may the force be with you, and rest easy, and love you, sis, and yeah, that's gonna do it, guys. Take care, have a great week, have a great rest of your Sunday, have a great rest of the weekend, have a great week. We are getting closer and closer to the release of Fast X. The road to Fast X begins next Tuesday, May 9th. With The Fast and the Furious. I'm excited. I will be watching each film during that week leading into Fast X. So take care, guys. There's all kinds of family, but Jason chose this one. You can have, we're not gonna leave, we're gonna leave that last part out. But, you know, take care, guys. I love y'all, and we'll see you next time as we get into the 8th installment, The Fate of the Furious, in our next episode. Take care. Love y'all. Stay fast. Stay furious. Peace.